The Osgood File, this is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood. Maybe childhood has become a little too sanitized. More in a moment. According to a study in the journal Pediatrics, 1 in 12 American children may have a food allergy. Among the more severe cases, Maya Konoff, age 10, who lives in fear of at least three food groups.
Dairy, eggs, peanuts, tree nuts, and sesame seeds.
And because she lives in a world where she's surrounded by the enemy, she has to be armed.
A dose of Benadryl, 2 EpiPens.
This is not a fun way to live. And there are 6 million children in America in the same predicament, twice as many as there were 10 years ago. Why? Dr. Scott Sitterer says the problem may be that children are a little too protected. So protected that their immune systems start job hunting.
We are able to easily treat any infections with antibiotics, and so we're living much cleaner, and our immune system might be looking for a fight and end up attacking things it doesn't really need to attack.
And that theory gave researchers an idea. If the body was treating food the same way as it treats, say, a viral infection, why not build up an immunity to food the same way you do against a flu virus? By stimulating the body's immune system with small doses of the very thing that causes the reaction. So, for example, if a child is allergic to milk, the doctor will deliberately introduce small amounts of milk into food. Oral immunotherapy, it's called.
Very tiny amounts to try to get the body used to it.
Other researchers have tried the same thing with egg whites, and there's even been progress treating peanut allergies. In one study, allergic children were able to tolerate 15 peanuts a day after 2.5 years of treatment. As for Maya, despite her milk allergy, she can now eat a cheese pizza, and she hopes one day she can leave the pills and the EpiPen at home.
It would be so amazing.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Tuesday, June 21st, 2011.